So what does it mean to better the world when we are faced with that legacy of power still with us, the one we reproduce with our lives and our beliefs every single day? So how do we better the world when every single day we go to these jobs, those of us who we're told are so lucky to have them, we go to these jobs and just as Samuel Butler said, excuse me, not Samuel Butler, the gentleman who spoiled the coup against FDR we were talking about earlier. Anyway, you know, that Butler said he had to suspend his thought process when he was at work. And don't we all, when we're told what to do, when we're forced to jump through hoops, when we're forced to try to say, I got to anticipate what is wanted of me so I can provide it, so I can prove I'm a good employee, that I'm the best of the best of the best. So while we're so busy being the best of the best of the best, serving a system that cares not a whit about the earth or us as earth, often we're in these nonprofit jobs, which we tell ourselves are bettering the world. While the oceans, as an example we're going to look at right now, are relentlessly moved towards death. This is a steady, steady process that has occurred apace, while folks, we on the left, keep telling ourselves we're fighting the good fight and that our activism has progressed. Really? Really? Has it? Has it? Can the oceans tell a difference between us being active and us not being active when power is in place, when all states work to keep their human cattle in line, in place, herded? When that still exists, what does it mean to say we resist?